I'm going to take your preacher out back and beat him. I don't know which one of us. I thought I was doing two sessions tonight, so we have to cram three chapters of one of the most difficult books in the Bible to study into one session. So I hope you are ready to listen quickly. But that's okay, because I am used to thinking on my feet. One time I went home to Oklahoma City when I was still ministering in Liberty, Indiana, and I drove back. I got there and I got a phone call as soon as I got there, and a friend of mine's mother had passed away in Liberty, and I had to drive back all night a few days later to be there for the service, not because I was doing the service, but just because I wanted to be there to support my friend during this time of loss. And I got there in time to go to the, almost directly to the funeral, and I was sitting in the back, and it was in dead of winter, and because it was sort of a small community funeral, and I knew the family was going to be very informal, I had not dressed up in a suit and tie. I just had a pair of slacks on and a sweater, and the only winter jacket I had was a very Oklahoma Western leather jacket with cowboy fringe, and that's what I was there in at this funeral. And there was a Methodist minister who was doing the service, and after he had spoke about 30 minutes, I was sitting there feeling quite bad because I had literally driven all night, and I was falling asleep during this funeral, and I felt terrible. When I heard him say, "And now we'll have comments from Reverend Avery." At that moment, I decided I believe in the power of the Holy Spirit. And I held him to his word that he would provide every word that I would need, and he did come through. So we will make the best of this and just move through as quickly as possible. First of all, let me just say to you how much I appreciate you allowing me to be here. I didn't take time to say this morning. I think you already know how much I love you, how much I care about the Markle Church of Christ and what you have meant in my life. But let me also add to that I take this opportunity and responsibility very, very seriously, because I know that I'm going to be treading into a book that has been, by and large, neglected by many in our brotherhood and our churches simply because of the difficulty of the material that is involved, and I understand that. I'm from the same background, so I understand why that is. But I want you to understand that I come tonight respecting your capacity to think for yourself and to study to show yourself approved, a workman that needeth not be ashamed. I do not expect you to take everything I say and just swallow it without chewing it first. I do not expect you to simply embrace everything I say and not take time to do your own study. I was preaching in Eaton, Ohio one time, back in 1997, and I was supply preaching every few weeks for this particular church, and one Sunday an older gentleman came to me at the door, and he says, "I've got a bone to pick with you." And I said, "What's that?" He said, "Man, every time you come preach, I have to go spend 3 hours in the Word." And I thought, well, shame on me. You owe me a tip. And so I went and I told those people, let me tell you something, it's come to my attention that when some of the things that I have said have caused you to go back and get the Word out and study it. And I want to say, if I irritate you this week enough to make you go get in the Word, don't look for an apology from me. That's what we're supposed to do, am I right? Whether it's me or Mark or Gerald or whoever, we are not to be spoon-fed Christians. We are to be people who will go to the Word and struggle and strive, even with concepts that may be new to us. So I come to you respecting the awesomeness of this task that we're about to partake in, but I also come respecting your capacity to think. Now, I also want to say that some of the things, you know, I'm going to be totally upfront with you, some of the things that we're going to address are not necessarily going to be things that you have heard if you have been in the Christian church environment most of your life. Some of this is going to be new. We are going to look at some views that may not sound Christian church to you. Again, I ask you simply to look at the Word and make your decisions based on what we find in the Word.